Since Governor Scott took office, the news has crackled with the resignations or firings of more than a dozen state agency heads.
A state official says David Wilkins stepped down from DCF due to growing problems.
Department of Corrections Secretary Edwin Buss resigned Wednesday after spending only 6 months on the job.
Robinson says he's leaving the Florida Department of Education to spend more time with his family.
With only about 15 months on the job, Tucker is preparing to leave because he's approaching a mandatory retirement.
There's no evidence Bennett did anything wrong in Florida. He says the revelation of emails sent while he was Indiana's superintendent of public instruction were stopping his office from working for Florida's schools, so he had little choice but to step away.
That doesn't count those state employees Scott replaced at the beginning of his term as part of a typical regime change. It also doesn't count a revolving door through which three Scott chiefs of staff have come and gone. And then there's the door still open from Jennifer Carroll's departure as lieutenant governor amidst an investigation which never charged her with any wrongdoing. And it has some questioning the governor's management style.
You know, if you had a company in such turmoil, I think investors probably would think twice about the future of a company that was involved in such continual management turmoil.
That's Doug Martin, the legislative director for Florida's American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME. He says if a business were run like Scott's running Florida, he thinks the company's board of directors would probably be looking for new leadership. But Florida State University business professor Wayne Hawkwarder, who we caught up with while out for a bite to eat with his two sons, says he's not sure that's the case.
But when you take a system that is so used to doing things one way and in one flip of a switch require them to operate and to evaluate themselves in an entirely different way, certainly there are going to be areas where leadership just isn't up to the task.
Hawkwarder says from his view, the governor's asking state employees to completely change the way they work, but he's not giving them much reason to buy in. In fact, Hawkwarder says the governor's actually alienating a lot of state workers. And he says without getting those rank-and-file workers behind his plans for change, he's doomed to fail.
It's all about vision, and the state workers don't have the same vision as the governor. And then when you've got somebody in between who's trying to serve as a conduit between the two, who's going to look bad? The conduit. The governor is going to say, here's what we need to do, here's what we need to do, here's what we need to do. The employees are going to say, I ain't going to do it, I ain't going to do it, I ain't going to do it. And so the person in between is the one who's responsible for not kind of putting the whole thing together.
But Martin says Hawkwarder's characterization fails to take chain of command into account.
State workers have to do what they are told to do. Otherwise, they would be fired.
Still, Martin says state workers do feel the governor's sending a clear message that he doesn't want them around. Business professors contacted by WFSU also say so much state agency head turnover could be a result of a poor vetting process or workers being on a short leash because government faces scrutiny private sector businesses do not. Meanwhile, in a statement, a spokeswoman from the governor's office says, quote, Governor Scott appreciates all the hard work by Florida's agency heads in helping to make our state the best place for families to live their versions of the American dream. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.